I'm Cardiff Garcia.
And I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. This is The Indicator from Planet Money,
a show about work, business, and the economy.
In each episode, we take some number or some term or some story in the news and look for the big idea behind it. Also, we steal stuff from other podcasts.
And today, we're stealing from this guy.
My name is Tyler Cowen. I'm professor of economics at George Mason University.
Tyler is an economist, and he has this blog where he writes about economics, but also food and books and culture and a bunch of other things. And he has a podcast, of course. It is called Conversations with Tyler. And in the middle of every episode, he does this really genius thing.
I ask all of my guests, I give them a list of ideas or people or books or maybe musical recordings, and I mention it to them and I say, is this overrated or underrated?
Overrated, underrated.
The idea of legalizing drugs, overrated or underrated?
Do you think the suburbs are underrated?
Ketchup.
I'm on record as saying underrated massively.
It's very judgy, Tyler. Like, it's a way of forcing people to actually think about what it is that they're saying, right?
That's right. I think people are judgy anyway. We just cloak it in all this theater, all these pretenses. So I thought, well, gee, what my audience wants is just to get to the judgy stuff right away. And let's just ask, what's overrated, what's underrated, and get it out there, put it on the table.
Today on The Indicator, we get to the judgy stuff right away.
The unemployment rate, Bitcoin, mythical beasts. We play overrated, underrated with Tyler Cowen.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from FreshBooks, accounting software that makes running your small business easy, fast, and secure. For your 30-day free trial, go to freshbooks.com/indicator and enter indicator in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
Today's indicator is 9. I have in front of me a list of 9 items, some economic indicators and some other stuff. Tyler, you do not know what's on this list. So here we go. Overrated, underrated, number 1.
The stock market as a measure of how the economy is doing.
In 2017, it's underrated because people don't want to admit Trump has not been a disaster yet. Usually it's overrated, but right now it's way underrated, and that's just for partisan reasons.
Really? You think the stock market's like an accurate reflection of what's going on in the economy?
I don't think it's that accurate. And maybe prices are too high, not justified by earnings, but it is telling us investors don't think the world's falling apart, and I believe that to be correct. And then people dislike Trump for many good reasons, I would say. But, I mean, honestly speaking, he hasn't done that much with the economy. And if share prices are high, that is indeed a sign that so far Trump is not on track to crater the American economy. That's the correct inference. People are afraid to just come out and say it.
This next one I want to be very precise about. It's who the president of the United States is. And I'm not referring to the president right now. I just mean in general, as an economic indicator, what can we take? Is it overrated or underrated?
Oh, it's the most overrated of them all. The president has far less impact on the economy than most people think. And everyone wants to look at the economy and blame or credit some human being out there. But for the most part, the ability of presidents to control economies is far, far less than people think.
Okay, Tyler, item number 3. There is this debate among economists. It's this sort of insidery debate, and people get very sensitive about it. Is economics really a science? So, Tyler, economics as a science, overrated, underrated?
It's overrated, of course. That's so easy. It's partly an art. It helps you ask better questions. It's a means of organizing your knowledge. But most scientific proclamations from we economists, you really need to take with a grain of salt.
This other one is a little bit personal, too. Overrated, underrated, podcasts.
So I think, you know, there's probably a slight podcast bubble right now. The market needs to clear out. I say definitely overrated.
I think the next one's you, Cardiff.
I know. I'm just trying to, like, reinflate after Tyler's answer.
I know.
I didn't say your podcast was overrated.
I know. Okay. The next one is unemployment.
In terms of human misery, not having a job is worse than many employed people realize. So I think as a kind of misery index, the unemployment rate is still somewhat underrated. Sounds weird, but that's my view.
Bitcoin, the price, underrated or overrated?
Well, it's hard to say. Uncertain. You know, the price is so volatile, I'm afraid that by the time I finish the sentence, the correct answer will have changed.
So wait, what does that mean? Does that mean overrated or underrated?
It means we don't know. I don't know. Someone knows. I don't know. Sorry.
So like a pass, essentially.
I haven't bought any. I can tell you that.
What about Bitcoin as a concept, like the Bitcoin in general? Is that an overrated or?
It's still underrated.
Really?
Because how it works is ingenious. It's a new kind of asset that we've never, ever, ever had before. A lot of people still don't appreciate this. So I have to say underrated. And I don't think it's a bubble. I don't know what the right price is. I'm not looking to buy any. But I don't think it's crazy. I don't think it's a bubble.
Okay, Tyler, number 7 is kind of a wild card. Dystopian novels.
We have so many dystopian novels now. Probably they've become overrated just because there are so many of them. There was this earlier era in science fiction, Isaac Asimov, Robert Heinlein, Arthur C. Clarke, where the future at least maybe was this bright and shiny place where incredible things were done, albeit with problems. Those are now the underrated novels. The dystopians have become a dime a dozen.
The number of startups valued at more than $1 billion each, otherwise known as tech unicorns.
Properly rated, I would say. We haven't had, you know, the last big tech breakthrough maybe was Uber. I'm not sure it's a big deal. It's like maybe a cheaper taxi. I'm not even sure it will end up being cheaper.
So why not overrated then?
I don't know that it's that highly rated.
What about actual unicorns?
You mean the ones that don't exist?
In your opinion, yeah.
I think they're underrated.
Really? Why?
Yeah, they're beautiful. What's more beautiful than the imaginary?
We'd love to hear what you think of the show, or if you have any ideas for an indicator, send us an email, indicator@npr.org.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from FreshBooks, accounting software that gets your small business paid up to 5 days faster. For your 30-day free trial, go to FreshBooks.com/indicator and enter indicator in the How Did You Hear About Us section.